Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm alright. Tired.
Yeah.
The usual. What about you?
Yeah, I just feel a bit naff, but I just thought, got to do a pod off the back of this news.
I know. Well, I'm completely in the clear.
Are you?
I think I am.
I think it's John.
Do you think he's causing this?
Yeah.
He's too spicy.
He's having a go at the fans. I'm not having a go at the fans. I suddenly picture this scenario where I go, oh, I can't go and watch the games anymore for fear of getting beaten up.
No.
Welcome to my new football club, everybody. I've got to read you a review that we've just had. This is why we're... One star. A football podcast made by football people who hate football fans.
One star.
Podcast hosted by two Jonathan Ross wannabes. I mean, fucking hell.
I think this person might not be up to date with pop culture. And that's not a dig. I don't want to...
No, you're having a go.
No, that's not a dig. I'm just saying, if they're up to date with pop culture, they may have not chosen Jonathan Ross. That's all I'm saying.
Their criticism of the fan base is sickening, and they need to remember the people they're slagging off pay to go to games and have put a huge amount of effort into supporting the club. Learn your history, boys. It's embarrassing. Right. I've got to unpick this, because I don't know what...
Line by line.
I haven't said anything.
I don't think anything's been said that's that bad, is it?
John has.
And as long as he's not
John has.
Yeah. As long as he's not in this call, I'll keep going with that narrative. Watch me switch as soon as he joins. I think that John has had a go at a particular set of fans that may, you know, be a little louder than the majority that he wasn't slagging off. I mean, this is going to break him.
I haven't said anything. That's what's great about me.
The happy-go-lucky co-host that sits on the fence. Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. Lovely co-host. I do feel like the last two or three episodes... Fucking hell, we haven't even... It's only in November. If we go down... Oh, my God. Who are you going to have a go at? You're going to have a go at the dickhead that does run some podcast. Yeah. You got some answering to do, son.
Hey.
Yeah.
What is that?
That review we've had.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's off the back of?
Is it off the back of that... the episode I did where I was sort of crying?
Why? What did you say in that episode?
Oh, I don't really know. It all came out from the heart, didn't it, really? So, you know, when you speak from the heart, you just forget.
Have you seen slagged fans off of you?
I think I sort of did.
I think you slagged the X-Web people off.
No, I think I stated that football fans are very fickle and that I was bored of Twitter and that Exeter City fans, well, a certain group of Exeter City fans really made me want to, like, delete it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm entitled to that opinion, aren't I?
I think you said most people on X-Web are pretty balanced and da da da, but there are just...
I definitely did not say that. And if I did, I was pissed.
Okay, well, maybe...
What you're saying everyone on X-Web is?
I'd say 99% of people on X-Web are fickle football fans.
Okay, this is not good.
Yeah, can't hope you're going to come on and smooth things out a bit.
Could you please be a little more diplomatic, John?
Okay. Well, I thought we wanted to speak the truth on here. Well, I'm speaking the truth.
No, I don't want the truth. I want I want to say things to make people like us.
Oh, that if you go through life like that, you'll be in trouble, Sam.
Well, you're in trouble. I'm not. Well, I'm sitting pretty over here, mate.
Doesn't sound like you're sitting pretty from where I'm sat.
Pretty in pink.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, okay, so what do you want me to address here? Like, what are we addressing?
Well, I don't think I've said anything.
I don't think you have.
No, but they're saying both of us slagging off Learn Your History. By the way, I'm not going to learn the history of Exeter when it just fucking arrived.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm doing all right. You learn the bloody history. No, don't get involved, David.
Okay, right. Now we're all flipping
out. We've come on to smooth things out and we're just digging people out.
Yeah. Right. From now on, we're on Operation Smooth. Okay?
Yeah. I can't believe we've decided to do this spontaneously as well. I'm absolutely hanging out my ass.
Why?
You go, oh, no.
Well, I went out yesterday. So, well, I've been out. This is tonight. I was going to go out tonight. It was going to be 3 nights in a row, but.
Right.
3 nights in a row?
Yeah.
That can't be good for you.
Probably not.
What were the nights? What was the first night?
Oh, same place, all 3 nights. Unreal.
Go on.
Little establishment called 256 in Fallowfield.
Okay. Cool.
Unreal.
What are we talking?
It's an unreal party? Little gaff. It's unreal.
Go on.
I'll see if I can find some videos. Oh, actually, my phone's on charge. I can't, but it's unreal.
What's unreal? Yeah, what makes it unreal?
Free entry. Because in Manchester, if you want to go somewhere, you've got to pay to get in.
Right.
And there are all the paid gaffs in Manchester are crap. So, yeah, with free, cheap drinks, it's always rammo. Like, you can't move on the dance floor. That's exactly what you want.
Is that busy?
Yeah, busy.
Honestly, all these little places, I imagine everyone's just in leather and all these places you go to. I don't know why. They're not, are they? Is it a leather do?
I think there probably is some girls, you know, wearing leather trousers and stuff like that, but not like...
Yeah, dudes.
I don't think I've ever seen a gent in any leather, no.
Right. If I wore a leather jacket to football, would you go, God, or would you go, fair enough?
No, I've seen you wear a lot worse to football, so...
Okay. Right. Our confidence isn't great going into this, John. Let's not turn on each other, all right?
Let's open up the lines.
Oh, yes. Actually... What is this fella's name that's left this review?
Mambo's Marco or something?
Marconi's Mamba, I think, was his name. Not that I'm remembering, memorising it, and not that I care.
Let's get him on.
A Jonathan Ross wannabe is known as Paul Ross. Hang on, we've got someone coming in.
Oh, here we go. God, the suspense is terrible, isn't it? I hate it. I'm just waiting for someone to pop up and go, you're shit, you're this, you're that, the pod's crap.
It's all right, you can deal with it.
I just want someone to have a nice little debate with you, John.
Hello, Matthew.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Oh, sad. Sorry, Matthew.
Fuck off, Matthew.
No.
Is he actually?
No way. No way.
Nah, it's someone pretending to be him.
Oh, please.
Oh, God, I just cut Matthew off.
I know, and he looked like a lovely bloke.
Oh, no.
We've got to stop doing this, cutting people off. He didn't even say hello.
I know. I just panicked.
Wait, right, have you let our sad in now?
Oh, come on.
Please.
Should I let someone else in?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God. I tell you what, I'll let Colgi in and say that Arsad's on the other line.
You'll understand.
Yeah. Colgi.
Hello.
You all right? How are you doing? Yeah.
Good.
How can we help you?
Yeah, David, it's meant that you watch Exeter and that, but I think you should come back to United because it's going a bit wrong, isn't it, mate? Ooh. I'm a United fan.
That's put in layman's terms, that is how it's going. It is going a bit wrong.
It is. To be honest with you, I had a point to ring in because I absolutely love the podcast.
Oh,
thanks.
That's
very kind of you.
Oh, what a nice man.
It's brilliant.
You here, I'll give you a little cuddle.
Have you got any advice for David Colgi on what he should do, other than obviously leaving, because that's not a realistic option?
Oh, yeah, well, I was only joking with that. Just stick with it. I think it's some dark times. I follow my local non-league team, Ashton United, and...
Yeah,
we've had some bad times, but he'll pick up. Stick with Gary.
Yeah,
he's got his head screwed on.
Yeah, lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colgi.
No worries.
Are you up in Manchester?
I am.
Are you?
Whereabouts are you based, Colgi?
Ashton.
Oh, well, Ashton under Lyme.
Ashton under Lyme, that's the one.
Do you know the club 256?
256? No, yeah. I don't.
John was there last night in hot pants.
Yeah. Do you know where Fallowfield is, Colgi?
I do know where Fallowfield is, yeah. Student area, is that where you're at?
Yeah, yeah, student area. Nightlife is absolutely erupting in Fallowfield on a Saturday night.
You went all commentary there.
Absolutely erupting.
I've got to paint the picture. I've got to paint the picture.
That's brilliant. Absolutely erupting, mate. So if you know your egg from your bacon, you get yourself down there, Colgi.
I don't really go out anymore, but if John's there, I'll be right down.
The only downside will be you need a student ID. Are you a student still?
I'm not.
Colgi, I've got a real worry you're wearing a long T-shirt with just pants underneath.
No, I'm not.
Right. You got trousers on, yeah?
I've got trousers on, yeah.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Thanks for ringing in, Colgi.
No problem. It's great to talk to you. Keep it up, guys.
Cheers, Colgi. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Where's Arsad?
Where's Arsad? I don't know. He's gone. Although... I don't know how to get rid of people. I think everyone I'm removing can't ring up ever again. I think I've sort of blocking them.
You've not blocked Arsad. I'm quitting the pod if you've blocked Arsad.
No, I haven't. No.
What?
Hello, John. Now then, this is more like it. Hello, John.
Hello. David, hello, John.
How you doing?
Hello, Alfie.
I'm okay.
You're an Extra fan?
Yes, I am. I just saw it on the message board, and I thought, well, I'll give that a go.
What, on X-Web?
Yes.
Perfect.
Right. What do you think of John's comments?
Fine.
Oh, okay. Cheers.
That's brilliant. Thanks, John.
I meant to come on and be difficult, aren't I? I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
Oh, no. No. I appreciate it. John, try and change my opinion on X-Web for me, please.
I think this is just going to go be shown to people. So I think it's two or three people in there who are just really unpleasant, and they're the root of all the trouble. But I think most people are just easygoing. They may agree with you, they may not. I think it's a good podcast. I think you both express yourself well. I mean, lovely. Your heart's in the right place. Sorry, that sounds patronising. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's lovely.
I think X-Web's fine. Well, when I'm in there having a little look-see.
Yeah, I think John's right. I think I see the minority that are ruining it for the majority. I think maybe I'm too quick to judge.
Just to counter that, John, you did say before John came on that 99% of people were fickle on X.
I stand by that statement. I think football fans in general are fickle. But that's not to say John is, or anyone in particular is. I'm just saying 99% of people are fickle.
Is it fickle or fickle?
I think it's fickle.
You just said the same thing.
A bit fickle, isn't it?
Yeah, like TH.
No.
Fickle.
No, it's an F.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
You've been saying fickle for about 6 weeks. It's been doing my head in.
You're fickle.
How do you feel about Exeter at the moment? Are you concerned or comfortable?
Yes, I'm concerned. And I was in the sack Gary camp, but then I listened to Julian Tagg, who's a man I just think is a very decent human being, and I've been beginning to change my mind. I think what Julian didn't really say is they can't afford to sack him, and also I suspect that they want to give him a bit more time. And I think Gary is a decent man, isn't he? And I don't know, Alex Ferguson, he was going to get sacked, wasn't he? And they didn't, and then the rest happened.
Didn't Arteta have an awful first season at Arsenal, first couple of seasons? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know.
I just wanted also to say, very quickly, I went to see Exeter play Wickham with my daughter. It was the first game she ever went to. And I approached you and asked if you would mind taking a photo with her. And I was really sort of clumsy and awkward about it. Apologies for that. And you were very graceful and you let us do that. So thanks very much for that. It was really nice of you.
Oh, I love that you said that out loud on the pod.
Wow.
Makes me come across as...
Thank you
very much.
Obviously, it was a ball's ache because you could probably get that all the time, but you did it ever so gracefully, and thank you. It was good, and we've got a lovely picture of it as well.
Thank you very much. Well, I love, thank you. That's that lovely. Is X-Web in a nutshell,
right,
John.
Yeah.
Wow, John, you are the loveliest human being I've ever stumbled across, and you're an ex-abuser. This is really changing my mind.
There you go.
I think I am, actually. Two ex-wives would disagree with you. I'm a bit of a bastard, apparently.
Mm.
Oh, well, okay, John knows about lady troubles, so you're two peas in a pod.
Do I know about lady troubles?
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much, John. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, David. Keep up the good work, boys.
Thank you. Cheers, mate. Bye. Bye.
Ta-ra.
Wow.
Wow. It was nice.
It was lovely.
Well, yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you, Mr. Photo?
Yeah.
So you got in a fight last night, John, did you?
I didn't get into a fight, no. There was a scuffle. I'm never going to be the one throwing, protecting, nothing like that. I was just a bystander, but it did turn sour last night, yeah.
Well, what happened?
What happened?
Oh, just a bit of a clash of personalities between two groups, you know, and the rest.
I don't know what I mean.
No information whatsoever.
Well, what do you want me to say? You're not going to I'm going to give you all the information. You're still going to go, I don't know any of those people or any of the reasons.
You didn't give us any information.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'll give you some information. Here's some information for you. So we play in a uni. It's the most petty thing ever, which is why I hate it and I don't want to talk about it. But we play in a uni campus league and we went on a night out with our football team, which is my house, and a few other lads. And the football teams who were like sort of competing for at the top of the league went out. Anyway, we get on. We've got mutual friends in both groups. However, it got a little bit feisty and a few people got, you know, thrown out and it all went a bit sour.
Because it was like, we're going to beat you this season.
No, it was...
What was it over?
I think someone said something to someone and then one of the other geezers pulled his trousers down in the middle of the club.
You and just the obsession, you and your friend's obsession with each other's bits and bobs.
Let's see what his knob looks like. Yeah. Let's see what the opposition's team's knob looks like.
Yeah, that'll show him.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah. And then someone had a drink thrown in their face and a little scuffle broke out. And, you know, how it is. This is a lot of heavy...
I really don't know how it is.
Yes, you do. You've all been in a situation. You've all seen a fight.
Were punches thrown?
Nah, it was a bit of a pansy fight, really. A few pushes here and there, that was it, really.
You weren't involved, were you?
Nah, was I heck? I was looking from the top, laughing. I was laughing at what was going on below
me. That pretty face of yours is going to make a lot of money someday. Cruises.
Robin, are you there?
He's still collecting his audio.
Is he?
Yeah.
I want someone who's going to challenge you, John.
So do I.
Everyone's nice.
Oh,
no one's got the bottle of that.
Oh, round two.
You are hanging out your arse tonight.
Yeah, I'm still marding.
No, he's got the
Are you
bottle.
Pissed?
No.
How many cigars do you have last night?
None.
Cigarettes?
None. Don't smoke. Dirty habit. No vapes.
Mm. No?
No.
Yeah, Tom.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome on board. What do you want to say?
It's an absolute privilege. Oh, not much. Cool. Thanks for having me.
All right, brilliant. Thanks for coming on board.
No, I'm a Middlesbrough fan, but right. I love the podcast, so now I have a vested interest in Exeter.
Oh.
What's your thoughts on Exeter at the moment, Tom?
Well, from what I've heard from you guys, obviously the interview with Julian Tagg was really interesting about, you know, the model and how difficult it is. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's hard, isn't it? If you get rid of Gary Caldwell, who do you get in? You know, the players are going to be the same. More importantly, where's Arsad? That's what everyone wants to
know. Yeah, join the queue, son.
Sack me off and get him on.
Suck you off and get him on.
No, I heard that as well, David.
Yeah, so did I.
I think it was accent.
I panicked for a second then. Tom, were you at the Exeter game?
Get him on.
No. Middlesbrough game, Tom.
No, but I watched it.
What did you think?
It was disappointing how gutted you were that we were the tie that you got.
I tell you what, your big bloke up front, wonderful.
Morgan Rogers.
Oh, just a bit.
Well, the main man is Michael Carrick. I think he'll be the he will be Man United manager one day. He's a top manager.
I know, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Okay, thanks.
Tom, just before you go, quickly, are you Gary in or Gary out?
Oh, for the harmony of the podcast, Gary in.
Bang.
Love it.
Cheers.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Cheers, no worries. Tom. Love the
Cheers,
podcast.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Cheers.
With a little bit of fucking spunk up there.
Huh?
I beg your pardon.
AP.
AP.
Hello, AP.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you? How
yeah, you not bad. Not bad at all.
Where are you?
A little town called Pershore.
Where's that?
West Midlands.
What do you know about Exeter City's journey so far this season?
Started off well.
Yeah.
Steadily declining.
Steadily declining.
That's a very good.
Thank you very much.
Good summary of the season so far.
Started off well and steadily declining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In a nutshell. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? What are you wearing? A dressing gown.
Oh yeah! Look.
Oh, we put our tree up today.
What? Is it a bit early though? Do you think?
Sorry, yeah, it's the 19th of November.
We're going on holiday, and when we get back, we want everything to be up. When we get
did
back.
Ours this week, John. As
yeah,
well.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not even going to get. We're not getting involved in this now because that's ridiculous.
When do you take the tree down though?
Day after Boxing Day, it's got to be down. Christmas is over. Move on with your life.
Up early, down early.
That's no, I don't agree with that.
Up late, down early.
Yep, that's my mentality. My household is going to be boring for Christmas whenever I have kids. 5 days of the Christmas tree and that's it.
Boy, I'm having kids, John.
I don't know. I haven't really thought that far ahead.
A few dotted around that.
Have some fucking kids, son.
Come on. How old are you, John?
Just turned 22.
Just turned 22.
Come on, John.
What, should I already have one by now?
Yes.
Why not? Pump them out.
Yeah, get it done.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Before we continue here, Alfie's older than me and doesn't have any kids. So let's get on at him a little bit, yeah?
How old are you, Alf?
27.
You look younger than John.
Oh.
How old are you, AP?
32.
Oh, you look
kids
fantastic.
Coming out your ass or what?
Big time. Big time.
I get that
all over
there.
The county.
They should not be coming out your ass.
Shouldn't put them up there.
that's my first mistake.
Well, thank you, AP. You got anything you want to say? Anything else?
Nah, just love the podcast, guys.
Oh, cheers. I like that you're in a dressing gown on a Sunday evening.
Before you go, AP, are you Gary in or Gary out?
Didn't give a shit, could he?
No, I'm Gary out.
Ooh. Wow. Look at him. What's
no,
this?
No.
Out the nest. Look at his eyes.
How much time do you give him?
Ooh,
as long as the guy wants, because he's a gentleman.
Mate, come on. What if we get relegated? What if you get relegated under him?
I still think long term, this is going to cause so much ruckus, but I still think long term, he's the best man for the job.
Mm.
And I stand by that. I'll die on that hill.
Everyone's saying you're towing the party line.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
AP's the one putting the tweets out.
Nah, mate, that's not me. But honestly, like, how bad does that have to get?
Well, it's been pretty bad in the last sort of whatever I've been watching, like 15, 14, whatever bloody years it's been.
Mm.
It's been a lot worse than this, so I think he's got a little while longer yet. personally. But I understand at other clubs, I think he'd almost certainly be gone.
He would have been gone.
Prodding him, AP. Keep prodding.
No, I'll leave you guys to it, but...
All right.
Love the pod.
Cheers, thanks, mate.
AP. Have a nice Christmas. Guys.
See you later, mate.
You guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Until someone gives me some proper stick, surely that's what we want here.
Well, I don't want a wanker. I just someone who's.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
The just old reason. Saying.
I want a fucking wanker on it.
I'm getting used and abused on this pod.
You know what? If you're not, you're getting dumped. I'm just going to dump you immediately.
Nah, hello, Matt.
He's got a nice smile. He's got a nice smile.
What a lovely bloke. Get out.
Hey,
get
out.
Yeah, good. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
How can we help? What your...
Did you get hold of our dad in the end?
No.
So, I live in Swanage, so there's a little link to Jonathan Ross there. He lives here.
What? Lovely.
Yeah, what in fact...
And you think I didn't know that?
he visits in Extras, doesn't he? Ricky visits in Extras.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross's house.
Fucking, I'm not a Jonathan. Do you think I'm a Jonathan?
No, not at all. The main reason I've wanted to speak to the podcast, actually.
Right.
I've come to watch a couple of games, the two Carabao Cup games.
Yeah.
And I've been to a lot of sports fixtures, like different sports.
Yeah.
And what Exeter are producing in that kicking chicken curry pie is the greatest bit of culinary sports event item I've ever experienced.
What? They're making a chicken pie?
A kicking chicken curry pie.
Yeah, I think the brand that make them are called Chunks. And okay. they are very, very
this
renowned.
This guy knows the club. And
this pod is so niche.
Is anyone going to go, oh yeah, Chunks?
I think they are renowned in the southwest area for making some of the finest pastries. Know,
oh, flipping hell, John.
What do you want me to say?
No, we're trying to broaden this fucking pod. Not going under the bonnet on Chunks.
But it is a fantastic football club. Honestly, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Do you support Exeter? Not bothered.
Yeah, I guess I do now, yeah. I guess I do.
That, like,
doesn't really make sense to many of the people that I know, but yeah.
No, they are lovely, aren't they? Lovely bunch
They're
of
brilliant.
Guys.
They're absolutely fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. And
yeah, I mean,
respect
it's not going great
Chunks.
At the moment. It's not going great at the moment for them on the pitch, but who cares? It's literally the best club.
Loads of people
it's run
do.
And just, oh, who cares?
Yeah. There you go. That's to all you haters, answer. Who cares?
Like, you know.
From Matt, who rarely comes to the games.
He's been to two cup games.
I am a member. I am a trust member. I've joined the trust.
Is that because of the pod, Matt?
Sorry?
Is that because of the pod that you've become a trust member?
I think so. I think trying to get some tickets for the Middlesbrough game as well.
No, it's more like you want to get the tickets for the big games.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the case for the Stevenage game, but then I guess they were easier to get, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That has put some more, the biggest smile on my face ever, Matt, so you made my day with that. Thank you very much.
John's sitting like he's a boss at...
Yeah, he really is chilling.
what do you want? Right, I'm getting critiqued for every little thing today.
Anyway, Matt, see you later, buddy.
Yeah, your head's getting lower and lower in the camera.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah,
thanks for ringing
going.
In.
It's,
thanks,
it's
Matt.
Brilliant. Keep going.
Thank you, mate.
Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
I'm close to losing it with you two now. Yeah, guys, let's sort this.
Let's stay on.
I'm going to... See, you're going to drive me to drink again.
Oh, you drive yourself, mate.
Don't drink and drive, people.
Just had an idea. We should stick the link somewhere. Disgusting.
Yeah.
What do you mean disgusting?
Well, I don't know. Just some dirty old perv forum.
John, not even a joke. Can you just get your
nipples out?
Can you go on a live camping and pull up and stick it in there? And then just be like, you think this is good, come watch this. And we just get sick.
Hey, boys.
Please.
Right. Next time we agree to do a spontaneous episode, I'm declining the idea.
I think you will be reclining, very much so.
Ray back.
Hey boys, you want more of this? Come on to the main new football club.
I really want to get this somewhere, sort of.
Put it somewhere disgusting.
Should we get it on the dark web?
God, yeah. We have people trying to sell us kidneys.
That'd be great. That's great, Podding.
Actually, I might need, yeah, if there's any livers.
Flipping hell. Welcome, Lance.
Hello, Lance, you okay?
Hello, Lance.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Please say you come from X-Web and you disagree with John.
I mean, I can say it. It's not true.
Oh! How can we help you? Oh, well, Ipswich fan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've broken up.
Hello, Lance. Are we doing a pod?
What a season we're having.
Oh, it's unbelievable,
see you later, Lance.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Finally, some bloody positivity about football.
Yeah, it's a hell of a season.
Can you try and explain to John and David what it feels like to support a team that's just winning?
It's unbelievable. After the crap we've had over the last, you know, God knows how many years, since 2002 when we were relegated. I mean, it's just been awful. It's great. So, I mean, hopefully Exeter can turn it around and maybe one day they can get to the heady heights of the Championship.
Oh, yeah. Don't lie.
Try saying it without a little giggle in the middle of the sentence.
It's honestly, all I ever want from life is to watch Exeter City play in the Championship and I'll be happy.
It's all he wants.
It's all I want.
That's all you want in life?
Yeah, I'm a pretty simple guy. Laid back, relaxed, get in the Championship. Could go down the same season for all I care. Just want to be there.
But you don't want the money, John. That's the issue, isn't it?
You don't need the money.
All right, well, good luck.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you live in Ipswich? Is Ipswich a place?
It's a glorious place.
I sort of don't know Ipswich. I know Norwich.
I live in Colchester.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that where Matt Jay is now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that a really shitty ground by a motorway, Colchester?
By the A12.
Yeah,
it's not a shitty ground. It's lifeless. It's bleak. But outside, yeah, just
yeah. Holds 10,000. Gets average crowds of about 1,000 or 2,000. Mm. It's pretty soulless when you're there. I've been to a few games.
Yeah,
but yeah. It's horrible because it's the kind of ground where the corners are open, so any atmosphere just goes.
Yeah,
I did my first ever BBC radio commentary at Colchester away, so it's got a special place in my heart.
I like that as your chat up line in a bar.
That gets them going, don't it?
I would never use BBC Radio Devon summariser as a chat up line, I don't think.
You don't use it? BBC Radio?
Yeah, and it, yeah, but then they go Devon.
You don't have to add summariser.
They go Devon and they go where? Who?
No, just say you present on BBC Radio and then and then make it sound like you say one. BBC Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they'll be like, sorry, what?
Yeah, don't say regional summariser, just say.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to. No, I wouldn't read out my whole title, no.
They go, I'm a radio presenter. And they'll go, oh, yeah, who for? BBC. Say no more.
Say no more.
Yeah.
My place or yours?
Oh. Looks like we're snogging.
Not mine. Yeah.
Oh,
is that what you say, David, every time you kiss a female? Oh, looks like they're kissing.
Looks like you're kissing me.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think there is something wrong with that. You went, yeah, there's a lot wrong with that.
So, go on, Lance. Go on.
No, I was going to say, I had no interest in Exeter until you started your podcast.
Oh, what's your interest now? Are you just like...
Well, it's you guys. You've just kind of your infectious enthusiasm for it. I now look at Exeter results every week. I look at Ipswich, Colchester, then Exeter.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much.
That's nice, Lance. Thank you.
It's just, you've just kind of, I don't know, you're just quite an infectious group of guys, I think.
Group of girls.
Group of girls.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much, Lance. Thanks for calling
up. Thank you, Lance. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. See you later.
Well, see you later. Cheers.
Bye. Bye. Red Square Crier.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Ooh, now. This could be the one.
Set up, John. Come on, he's coming. You're going to war, mate. Oh, John. Come on, John.
I think John can handle anything thrown his way. That's the beauty of John.
Yeah.
Not my looks. My ability to handle anything thrown my way. No, I appreciate it, David. It's very kind of you. I think your best quality is...
Oh, well, this is a nice little moment. Come back, email me. Email me something.
I'll drop you a text so after. Let me give you a thing.
Okay. Red Square Crier is... are you there, Red Square Crier?
Red Square, unmute yourself, please. Red Square Crier, if you can hear us.
Good evening.
Hello, Red Square Crier. You okay?
Well, not so bad. How about yourselves?
Good. Where's your... We can't see you.
That's all right. Is that is that a problem?
No, not at all.
That's all right, then. Good. I can see you three.
That's all right.
Cool. Perfect. You want to hide yourself for a reason?
No, not at all. Not at all. Oh. I'm illiterate. I don't know how to turn it on, buddy. So...
Oh, that's all right.
I can speak to you. All right?
We really want someone to come on. I don't know if this is you're the right person who disagrees with John's outlook.
Can I hear John? Give me in one sentence, John.
Unlike most of the fan base, I'm Gary in.
Oh, right. Oh, dear.
Well, to be honest, we've had 6 or 7 people call in tonight and they've all been the same.
In what respect, Dave?
Supporting Gary.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, we
all right.
But
are we forgetting that we've lost so many matches now?
John?
Yeah, this is my... Mind if I sit back and listen?
I haven't personally forgotten, no. I just think we're a club who do things differently, and I think he deserves the time to turn it around, personally.
See you later, John.
All right, so what about the end of last season?
Well, I mean, we did have a tough run of games at the end of last season. We played 6 of the top 7.
John, you sound like a Chelsea fan.
Thank God you've called him.
Right. In what regard, Red Square Crier?
Well, hey, John, basically, because at the end of the day, it's all about performance. Yeah. Like, we've enjoyed 3 or 4 seasons now where we've been near the top and doing really well. And we've all applauded that. But currently, we are in a really bad state of affairs. We're next to the going down. We can't afford to go down because we'll never come up again. So we need to act now. So the 20 years that we spent fighting like hell to get out of this sack, to get to where we are, and we're not doing anything positive to try and stop that, as a 60-year-old Grecian fan, my stomach can't stand that. I've stood on the terraces before your time, John. Before any of you, look at it, you're so young, you lot, right? But the reality is, you know, I've seen this kind of stuff before, and the club can't cope with it. As a fan-owned club, we can't afford to go down, we'll never come up again.
No, I think you're right in regards to the fact we can't afford to go down. The only thing I disagree with you with is that the opinion on sacking him. I think if you I don't think the problem is the manager. I think the problem has been our luck. We haven't had any luck go for us this season. We've had plenty of injuries to key players. Wow. And when we've got players back again, they've got injured again. I don't know personally if bringing in another manager would affect our results in any way, shape, or form, because he's still got the same squad. He's still got the same squad of players.
I don't think I've actually said I want to sack the manager.
No.
The whole club needs to think about where its future is.
Right? So what do you mean by that?
When you lose somebody like Nombe, right, that's all. Let's see where we can agree, and then we'll start to move on from that, shall we?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Nombe, all right, if we'd have kept Nombe, do you think we'd have been in the SH1T we're in now?
He hadn't scored before
he left. It's a good question, because if I'm honest with you, Red Square Crier, I would say we would still be in the same position, because we'd have a player playing for us who didn't want to be here. He made it very evident at the start of the season he did not want to play here. He wasn't the same Sam Nombe we had in League 2 and the first season of League 1. He wasn't working for the team. It was evident he didn't want to be here. So I think, would we have a couple more goals? Yes.
Okay.
Would we have a player who didn't want to be here? And would we have missed out on a significant amount extra financially? Yes. So I think, although it doesn't seem like the best thing right now that Sam Nombe is not here, because we don't have a goal scorer and we don't have anyone to put the ball in the back of the net, I think in the long term, getting rid of Sam Nombe was the best decision. Was it at the wrong time? Did we get rid of him too late? And was there massive failures in the fact that we didn't replace him? I completely agree with that. And that is something the club has to take accountability for. And I think, in fact, has taken accountability for. But to say that Sam Nombe would have had a humongous impact on this squad, given where his attitude was at the beginning of the season, I think would be an unfair statement.
Okay. So we agree on one thing, John, that Sam Nombe could have made a difference.
Could have, yeah.
Okay, right. So the reality is, and that comes back to where the club is,
mm-hmm.
Why did the club sell him?
I mean, it's an impossible question to answer, because I think...
No, it's not, because you're close to the board. You're closer to any of these three to the board. Go.
This is fucking delicious.
Here we go. Toe in the party line.
You understand as well as anybody, Red Square, that I'm not going to sit here and talk about the particular reasons why things did or didn't happen. I don't think that's fair on people who made decisions, and I don't think that's the right... It's not the right kind of platform to voice that kind
Nothing
of thing.
What's wrong with this pod?
So let's come to the point of chase then, really.
Okay, go
on. Why sell a player that's been scoring lots of goals for us? Well, although I take David's point, not in the recent history, without having cover.
I mean, I think we thought at the time we did have adequate cover in James Scott and Admiral Musgrave, but I think it's proven that those aren't adequate covers right now. They haven't been firing.
We had to
sell Nombe at that point in that transfer window. Yes, it was late in the window. I think we've already gone over this, so I don't want to go around in circles. He had to go that window, because if we'd waited till January, we would have got half or a quarter of the price, because he would have had 6 months left on his contract.
Yeah, but hopefully we wouldn't have been this low in the league. You could have replaced
him. Honestly, I really could not disagree more with that. He did not want to be here. He really didn't. You would have had a player, and everyone would have been moaning, saying, "Why did you can't win?" If we had kept him for 6 months, people would have gone, "Why didn't we sell him earlier and get what we got for him?" So there's no winning.
But let's look at this, guys. I mean, in reality, there's three of you on the screen I can see now. If we sell one of you tomorrow and there's no replacement, what happens to your product?
I don't think anyone's arguing with your point. I think you're arguing with yourself a little bit here. I think we're all in the same boat, that we sold Nombe too late and that it wasn't an ideal situation. Okay. Obviously, the product is going to be affected, but that's happened.
Yeah.
Like we can't change that. We thought we had adequate replacements, and we evidently didn't. We've got a window now where the club has come out and said we're going to invest more into the squad, where we can hopefully replace that. And yes, maybe we won't finish as high as
I mean, at the start of the season, we did have adequate replacement, because James Scott was scoring, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then James Scott was scoring. He didn't get injured. We had Musgrave on the way in.
How many did he score, David?
Well, he scored three, didn't he, at the start?
Yeah, well, he scored his first three, and then got injured.
Right.
Then he got injured.
Right, but the reality is, it's the whole club I'm worried about. I mean, been, you know, 20, well, more than 20 years, been a 60-year-old going through this club.
Hey, I've been here 18 months, son.
Yeah,
Red Square, Red Square, what is
the reality is, guys, we just need to be better than we are now. And, and, but,
But what worries you? Can I ask you a serious? What worries you? Because the club is in the best financial position it has ever been in.
Not if you look at the figures that were put at the AGM this week.
Okay,
we're running we've got the biggest budget loss in a year.
We've got the biggest budget we've ever had in our history as a football club.
But there comes the point. Right? Are we in the wrong division for what the supporters can give us? Is a fan-owned club? Maybe Division 2 is all we should be looking for.
So is this the crux of the argument? Are you saying we should look to sell the club?
No, not at all. No, I'm just saying to you that maybe we've come to a bridge too far. Right? We've lost our youngsters from coming through to the academy.
But we know that's part and parcel of Exeter City, but that's the same every single time an academy product comes through. That we're a selling club. That's how we survive.
John, I've got no problem with that. In fact, it's wonderful to watch, like I've done this weekend, people like Ampadu and the rest of it playing, an Exeter player playing internationals. Yep. I'd have given my, 40 years ago, I'd have given my socks with my legs for that. Right? But the reality is where we are now is our academy isn't currently going to produce a next crop for probably, I'm guessing, 3 years. So we've got to somehow limp along for 3 years, and selling your best attacker when we're told we don't need to sell players, right? Until we're going to sell him in January, okay, for less money, but at least
it would have been significantly less. It would have been a quarter or even half the price.
But the club's already told you and me we don't have to sell anymore.
But that doesn't really make sense as a business decision to lose out on.
Well, it does.
75% revenue.
What you're talking about, John, is the difference between staying up this season.
I disagree. I really disagree.
And going down.
I don't think Sam Mumby.
John, would you rather be eighth in the league going into January or 22nd?
But how can you say it? Like, with what basis are you saying that we'd be eighth? Like, there's no. We had Sam Mumby playing for us. He didn't want to be here.
Have you watched the same games as I have when our defence can't play out because the other teams have worked us out? But when what you need is somebody like Nombe to be able to take the ball over the top and run past people?
Yeah.
That's what he was doing all the successful times we've had with Nombe. That's what he does.
I'm not arguing Sam Mumby is an effective player, but what I'm telling you is, he did not want to be here. And we would have been playing James Scott and Admiral Musgrave as much as we are playing them now.
Let's go back to another thing. There's three of you there. Who doesn't want to be here? What do you do to people that don't want to be here?
Are you suggesting that the club should have offered him a new deal?
The future of the whole business, right? Or do you try and turn them around and say to them, look, okay, I don't know, it's $5,000, all right? And I know I'm talking stupid money now, all right? All right, just stay on with us till January and get us out of the poo until then. All right, you keep your assets scoring you goals, right, until you really have to get shot.
Yeah, okay. Well, I agree with what you're saying there, but for you to say that the club didn't offer him a new deal is
I didn't say that.
But you're saying that's what the club should have done. Well,
no,
you know
I'm saying they could. Actually sweetened the deal to keep a non-interested player. I didn't know that. I didn't know he didn't want to play.
I mean, could you not tell by the way he was playing? Did the Nombe that started the League One season look like the Nombe that started the League Two season?
No, because he played like that in the previous season.
I disagree. I think his first season in League One, he was superb. He did not stop running, that fella. And I watched Wickham away and I sat there and I told myself, this is a player who has covered half the ground he would normally cover, looked half as interested. Even when, if you look back at the celebrations for the goal in that game, we scored in the inside 36 seconds, he sort of jogs over. It's those kind of little things that you have to realise. It is no good having a player who doesn't want to be here playing for us. And I think, although we might not have been 20th, or we might not have been in as much trouble as we are at this precise moment, but I do not think we would be that much better off with Sam Mumby, and that's going to be a hot take, but I really, really believe that.
Well, okay, I guess we've got to agree to disagree, gentlemen, but that's where I feel we are, and I'm really concerned that unless something happens between now and Christmas, and I really wish that GC sorts it out, but the players currently, you can see them walking off the field. You mentioned about Nombe walking off as if he's not interested. Nobody's playing for the pride of the club. And what used to happen last season, we had five or six of our young lads that had grown up through the club that loved the club because they brought them up. All right? And now we don't have that. So that backbone's gone. And what we've imported now is people that are coming in on short contracts that really don't understand our club, I don't think. And that shows in the fight on the pitch.
Okay. That's fair enough. I think you're right. I'd love to see more academy prospects come through, but you know, if they're not good enough, they're not good enough. And yeah. I think if there's one thing that you can't criticise about the club, and I'm not saying you are, but one thing I'm saying you can't do is criticise the success of its academy products, because in the last 5, 6, 7 years we've had some of the best products in the UK John, come through.
John, I'm not criticising our academy
products. No, I never said you
I'm
did.
Already
I'm just saying.
Ampadu. You know, we've had our... But the reality is we don't have that 5 or 6 that came through in one lump.
I know, right? But you can't... What do you want? You can't have that every season.
No, no, I know that, John. I know that.
Okay,
right?
So then...
But what you have to do then is throw money at the game, right? And like keeping people that are known goal scorers that can change a different way that we play, like Nombe, and you keep them until you've got somebody of equal goodness. At the end of the day... can you ever see that the likes of, God bless him, Scotty or Busquay doing it?
No. Oh, and right now I couldn't. If you told me 4 games into the season, can James Scott be as good or as effective as Sam Nombe, I would have said, yeah. By that point, it's too late. So, you know, your window's shut. You can't bring anybody in. You're looking at loans like Busquay, which sort of look good on paper, but haven't quite materialised how probably the club would have liked. But I think it's so important. I think you need to have people need to have a real understanding on the kind of money that we're talking here. The Sam Nombe's wage would have tripled, quadrupled. It's not worth the jeopardy of the football club. It's not worth paying one player that to even have a remote chance of staying up. And also, it's important to remember that if you can't just replace Sam Nombe with a Sam Nombe, because they'll cost you the same as Sam Nombe. You have to bring in a player like when we brought Sam in, who was unproven, young, hungry, and then you develop them into the Sam Nombe. Sam Nombe that left Exeter City is nowhere near the player that he was when he joined. We've developed him, we've turned him, we found what his game is about and made him effective for us. That's what we need to do again with another player, which costs you a fraction of the price. Yes, we didn't do it in the summer because we sold Sam Nombe too late, and we've got a real good opportunity to hopefully find another gem like Sam Nombe in January.
The reality for me is that we've got possibly a couple of months, well, month and a bit now, to try and get ourselves better off to where we were. There are players that are unsigned now beneath the counter that we could go for. Right? And we're either going to choose to wait to lose, what, 3 or 4 games now and be further down the tubes, right? Or we're going to hang on to the real bun fight in January, which we know we're going to lose out for, primarily because, as Taggy said, that these players don't want to come to the Southwest. Now, thank God David's seen the sense and understands that living in this part of the world is not a bad place to be with all the communications you've got. But the reality is that's all been our topic. And the bad thing for me, and sadly I live 40 miles west of the greater city of Exeter, can I say, all right? And I just can't stand going through all this green rubbish I have to every day of my life, right? Knowing that we're going backwards. And that's what I firmly want to do. I'm here like you guys as a passionate Exeter City fan, but I just can't cope with us going backwards again to anywhere near to where we're. And I know that, as Taggy said, you know, he's had lots of more crocodiles running around his toes. But the reality is, guys, we've got to shift something and we've got to try at least get to the players and make these buggers that are playing for us now play for the team, right, until January. And play for your contract, right? They need to kick up the backside and realise that there used to be 6,000 of us used to stand around that ground. It's going to drop to 3, 3.5 like it used to. And that's so sad. That's income we've lost to try and progress. And that's why I'm on here, really, is to appeal to all of you. And I know this podcast goes out lots of places, but we've got to get the players to decide, hang on a minute, we're playing for people that care. But we're not Man United. Right? We're Exeter City. We're fan owners. And for God's sake, guys, at least play with a bit of heart.
What would you do then? If you were in a position right now where you could make a decision, what would you do?
I'd go and look now for somebody to fill in at the top end of without a contract, all right, and actually get some, so at least we can try and stay. I'm quite pleased. Our defence, when it's not been attacked so much, is all right. So when you've got something like a Sam Nomba that can take the ball and hold on to it, our defence gets a breather. Over the last 6 months, we haven't had that breather. So I really think that's what's needed, is somebody at the top to hang on to it, right, to let people run past them. And we've got fast players to run past. That's the kind of football that we need to play until we get ourselves sorted out in January.
So you say that you want to bring in a certain profile of player. Is there anyone in particular in mind, or is there anything?
Buddy, I haven't been looking through who's on the books, right? But that's my suggestion is this: our club has decided there is money there in the trust that can be transferred over. Right? And my opinion is we need to work quicker rather than wait till January. You want to take control of the situation, not leave it to chance like we did at the start of the season when we sold Nomba.
So what does taking control of the situation look like to you? Because obviously between now and January, you can't bring anybody in.
Getting the target man.
Okay, but between now and January, we can't do that. So you just said
take... You can bring in somebody that's non-contracted, or at least to look to do that, right? And that's the reality to it. So we either act now, we wait 3 months or 2 months, 1.5 months to get more in the poo, and then we are really into trouble. And then, if you like, your friend Cole was gone. Surely he's going to be gone.
So you believe with every fibre of your being that Gary Caldwell cannot keep this football club up?
No, because the reality is it's the players that keep the club going. Right? But the manager's got to take the mantle, you know, very much by the hand and say to the players, we do not want to perform like we did. Right? And we've got all the fans that went all that bloody way up to the last game, right, and had to put up with that SH1T that we saw. With no passion for the club. That cannot continue. And I don't care what league we're in, that's not the passion that I've seen out of Exeter City players.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a very valid point. I think everybody involved at the football club knows that the last couple of months, or however long it's been, haven't been great. But I think it's really, really unfair to say that this squad isn't good enough to keep us up. I think it's more than good enough to keep us up.
I've not said that either. John, you're very good at paraphrasing. You should be an MP, the way that you're speaking to me tonight, all right? And the reality is, I've not said that, all right?
But you just said Gary Caldwell can't keep us up.
No, I didn't say that. I said, I hope he can keep us up.
No, yeah, but did I ask you a second ago, with every fibre of your being, did you think Gary Caldwell could keep us up? And you said, not with this group of players. But
no, this same
group of players had us top.
Can one of you two that are listening to this, David, or the... Sorry, mate, I can't see your name at the top. Alf, sorry.
Alfie.
I never said that.
I believe you did say that.
Did you?
This seems like
a one-sided interview, doesn't it?
Don't drag me into this.
No, that's all right, buddy, all right.
I thought you might have said that.
Oh, you thought I might have said that? Okay, let's replay the tape and let's look, shall we? Or listen.
I think John said, with every fibre of his bit of your being, do you think Gary could keep the club up? And you said no.
Only because of where we are now.
Okay, so you did say it.
No, I don't think I did. But anyway, let's replay the tape and then we can all watch this and laugh at the end, can't we?
Yeah.
But I'm here as a passionate Exeter City fan, which I hope you understand.
Yeah, right? Completely understand.
And the reality is, things have got to change, and I don't think we can hang on till December to do that change. Right? And that change needs to start really by the players wearing their badge with pride. Right? I want them running around like headless chickens at the next game, right, to prove that they actually want us to stay up. I don't want this, you mentioned about Nombe being... He turned off and he didn't want the same guy. I saw that for three or four players at the last game online. And it's like, why are we doing this? Right? And somebody, and that includes the manager, needs to get hold of him and say, look, guys, this just isn't good enough. Now what somebody's then got to find out is why have we changed the way that we're playing, apart from the injuries, since we're doing so well? What's happened to the team structure? What's happened to the team morale?
The team morale has taken a massive hit by performances and injuries. I think that's evident to tell. But I think, and I'm, this is obviously a minority of people, but you know, people are really quick to complain, and I'm not saying yourself, but fans in general are quick to complain about the fact that James Scott isn't good enough. Okay, whether you believe he is or isn't, that's, you're more than entitled to that opinion. But my question then is, does it help that we're booing him off when he gets subbed off? Does that help the club? And does that, it's little things like that which, with me, are like, you can, you, people moan about not having a good enough striker, but then jeer off our two strikers when they get subbed off, and it's like, well, you, then you're asking them to play with some passion, but they're getting jeered off by the people they're meant to be playing passionately for. To me, it's a double-edged sword. If you want him to play passionately, get behind him, and then he'll work hard for you, and then he'll run ragged, like you said. You wanted to run like a headless chicken. People need to start backing the players rather than booing them when they get subbed.
I totally agree, John, about the booing of the players on the way off. But at the end of the day, if you've got players that aren't performing and aren't doing the normal things, it's a bit like I was watching Stansfield, God bless him, Jay Stansfield, yesterday. Right? That's the kind of running around we need to get our players to do. Right? But certainly with our friend Scotty, he can do that. He should be chasing things down. Right? What's the reason why he isn't chasing things down? I don't get it. And that's where I don't see the passion that I've seen in previous, if you like, locally bred teams, in inverted commas, that we've had. Now, I take your point. We don't have the kids through now, all right? And we haven't got the kids that we could promote through anyway to survive in this league. But the reality to me is I want to see Scotty and Musgrave doing what Jay Stansfield does. It's just running and running and running, like his dad, God bless him, right? His dad used to do.
I completely agree. I think that is what we need. I just don't think they're those kind of players. I mean, if you've watched Scott and Musgrave, you'll know these players aren't mobile players. They're not players like Jay Stansfield who are going to run around for you, or like Sam Nombe who are going to run around for you. They're players that the running around that you're alluding to, I think it needs to come from the wide players. Your players like Dimi Mitchell, like Niskanen, like Dion Rankin. Those kinds of players that are nippy, and James Scott and Musgrave are meant to be poachers inside the box. And recently, first of all, we can't even get it to the edge of the box in recent times. But when it has got into the box, I'm completely with you. We have not been good enough, and those players haven't been good enough. But I think we're expecting unrealistic things from the profile of player that we have. James Scott is not there to chase the ball down like Sam Nombe is, because he's not the same player. Neither is Musgrave. Stano was almost identical.
He was a winger in a previous life.
But that's not where he's playing for, or hasn't played most of his games for us.
Guys, we got loads of people trying to get on.
Yeah, all right. David, thanks for your time. John, thanks for your time.
Cheers, thank you.
But for God's sake, please, guys, don't just accept what we've got. Thank you.
Quite enjoyed this.
Yeah, well, you guys had to sit silent for about 45 minutes of it, so yeah,
you did really well there, John.
That was really good, John.
Yeah,
well done. You know, he was good, he had his little points, and you had your stood your ground. It's good.
What did you expect me to do?
Cry
and not sweat at the size of his
knob. The thing is, I've been fortunate enough to be being around football fans for my whole life, ever since I was like six or seven, so I know, I know how they talk, and I understand also that I'm in a position where I know things that other people don't know, so I'm speaking on privileged information at times and whatever, but it's good to have those kinds of debates. And he was very clearly
you know, not happy with how things are at the club, just like most people are. And we're looking to like change that.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Max.
Ooh.
That's a professional setup.
Now, if my eyes, what's the phrase?
Don't deceive you.
Exactly. Max is an ex-Webber.
I am.
And I if am. I know Max, he should disagree with John.
Well, maybe. I thought you guys would be finished. I was busy learning some Spanish.
Which I enjoy. We've just had someone on called, what was his name?
It was called the Red Square Crier, and he gave me a good grilling, Max. So,
like for half an hour.
Half an hour?
Jesus. Yeah, he really did not want to give up his point.
He was passionate, wasn't he?
And the rest, yeah.
What was the point in general?
I don't really know.
John's a dickhead.
It's a difficult one, isn't it, to drop in at a certain point in a conversation. So I don't know what you've been talking about generally, but I'm guessing it's about Coldwell and form.
Yeah.
Well, his main point was, why did we sell Sam Nombe when we had no backup, basically?
I mean, the thing is with that is that he was going to go regardless. So
that's what John was saying.
I don't see that as an argument. I think we should have brought in two strikers months before. And there's this argument going around that we don't have the budget, but I just think it's the allocation of that budget and what you do with it. And I just, it irritates me even now. I mean, you guys have probably watched the majority of the games this season. Maybe not you, Alfie, and you've been lucky with that.
I don't give a shit.
He didn't care. It's,
doesn't give a shit.
The last 2 months, it's like pass, 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 get out to the wings, and then zero people in the middle. And it's honestly, I wanted to shoot myself multiple times. Don't know if I can say that, but it's been so depressing. You pick the ball up on the edge of the box. There's no one in there other than maybe Musgrave dicking about. And, you know, I mean, I actually, just to step back with the James Scott thing, I'm actually still a semi-fan of James Scott. I think he's a good player. He's got
lovely touch. Lovely touch.
Lovely ball skills. John likes that. So, yeah. Yeah, lovely touch.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love ball skills. I'll be honest. I'm not going to lie about that.
He's going to ask you about yours in a minute.
No, I'm not.
Give him a couple of mins.
No, I've got to live with you to be interested in that. Max, I've known you for, for a long time. Obviously, you set up the Siege Army and that in the past.
What?
Where does this rank?
What? Let us in, John.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let us in,
Max,
John.
Max, back in the day, I think when you were still living in Exeter at the time, weren't you?
Yes, I was, yeah. Well, actually, I was living in Bristol. I used to travel down quite regularly, but yeah.
So Max set up a supporters group on the big, well, that just set up a supporters group. I think it was Walsall away, wasn't it? Or somewhere like that, if I'm correct, or Orient away or somewhere like that?
It was, yeah. I did a bit of travelling around Germany back in 2011. You could, please tell me if this is boring at any point.
No, but this is good.
It's not a biography, but long story short, I did some travelling around Germany. And at the time, that sort of ultra support, the consistent noise that you get at those European grounds, that wasn't really seen in England. And because the internet was different then, I guess, and it was shared less. So when I was in Germany, I was really surprised at how good the fans were. And I wanted to bring that back. It went through like various iterations. I think Red Legion is probably the most successful of that. You missed that, David, unfortunately, but there was a bit of an ultra group on the Big Bang. The drum and flag still remain. Not by me. I sit in the Stano stand with the old boys.
Respect.
But with, yeah, excellent choice to be there.
Yeah.
But when I used to be on the bank and sort of hand out the flags and stuff back along, I used to stand near John's dad.
Oh, what's he like?
Hey.
That's his name, Andy. He's always called John's dad.
Andy.
I've done it now. I've let it slip. He can Facebook him. But
is he a good looking chap?
Andy? Oh yeah. Kind of in like a sort of quiet, sort of disarming way. Like, okay. Yeah.
Before really you know it, you're back in his room.
doing. You wouldn't, yeah, well, you wouldn't know it. He's so disheartened.
You wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
you're hypnoled up to the eyeballs.
Yeah, and the drugs are off.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what's surprising, because, like, yeah, so, like, with John, like, I remember standing near, and Andy used to help out with his eyes, the flag. So, well, yeah, yeah, he used to sort of flirt a little bit, maybe. And I remember...
Dirty old bastard. Whoa! Sorry, Andy.
Beer, to use a full name. Really sorry, I didn't listen, didn't he? He used to stand with this annoying little kid, and I said to my, when my new football club started a couple of years ago, whatever it was, I said to my mate, I said, "Oh, John Beery's on a podcast," and he went, "John Beery's only 8. I said, "He's not 8 years old now. He's a grown man." But yeah, but I would say at the time I was joking. You weren't annoying. You were actually very sensible and quite sensible to talk to. I'm sure you weren't late.
That sounds weird for an 8-year old.
So icky.
Fucking weirdo.
Diplomatic and
you're really
fucking least fun kid ever.
You already have the suit on, didn't
you? Oh, for God's sake. Why am I getting so much slander?
Yeah, I'm thinking he's a lovely kid. And yeah, he's done very well for himself. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, John was, when the guy came on earlier and had his say about Exeter, I thought you were very good, John.
Yeah, I would have crumbled, John. You were
good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it helps, isn't it? It's easy to talk about something you're very knowledgeable on. If he'd asked me about, I don't know, bloody whatever he does for his profession, I probably wouldn't have had a clue. But it's easy to talk about when you're as passionate. I care so much. It's like the number one thing in my life is Exeter City, and that might be sad. Then, you know, that might be very sad, but it's true. So yeah, I find it quite natural to talk about.
Yeah. So what was he grilling you about? I mean, because he's still super positive. He's still wanting.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, because I know that you're very much Caldwell out, aren't you? As far as
I am, I did actually so much so that I did that thing on Twitter where I made just a picture saying Caldwell out in a shareable square.
Ooh.
Hey, look,
what do you think of that, John?
I mean, to be fair, it didn't annoy me one bit because I've known of Max and known him for a long time, and I'm aware that there's often not so, Max won't often say something without some sort of basis. Like he's at least a football fan that will make a decision based on some sort of reason, and it won't be sort of like rash. Whereas I feel like a lot of football fans just say something to try and look for, you know, nibs or whatever you call them, on fishing for bites or whatever. So like for me, If someone doesn't want Gary Caldwell in or out, it's not going to change my opinion of them, but it's not going to also change my opinion on the situation.
So here's the thing, like, the things with Gary Caldwell is when he came in, it was a bit of a left field appointment, and I didn't really expect it. I thought we'd go for some, like, youth coach from Spurs or something like that, like something a bit different, but not someone that's already arguably failed at his previous two clubs. And I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I actually think he did a really good job last year. He had a good squad to work with. Matt Taylor had built a really good squad, and he got the best out of Stano, and he did well last year. I don't think there's anything to complain about. I think, for me, I mean, how many games have we lost now? Every game seems to be like completely... Is it like 12, 13?
It's 12 without a win, isn't it? One point.
That is dire, and I think like it got. I think it was the Derby game. I watched the Derby game on a cheeky iFollow VPN, and I was watching that, and I just there was nothing. There was nothing there that made me think, because you want to see a bit of hope, you want to see a bit of attack.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing. Just the inability to score goals.
I
think he's a great. He's a really really nice man. That doesn't mean that, you know. I know lots of really nice people. Like I'm a designer. I know lots of nice people. Not all of those nice people are good designers. Just, you know, sometimes you're not nice being nice doesn't make you excellent necessarily in a competitive environment. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that Derby game was the first point in this. So I was lucky enough to be there live. Obviously, it's not too far from me being in Manchester. And I remember that was the first time this season where I thought, oh my God, we actually have nothing. Like we did, like it was just 90 minutes of watching a team in white kick the ball about. But then since that I think was, did we have Lincoln after that or was Lincoln before that? But then Lincoln came along and I thought, oh, well, we have got a bit of fight and we have got enough to keep us up. And then you think about, you know, the budget Derby have and the players Derby have. And yeah, although they weren't playing brilliant, you know, they've got almost every player in their starting 11 is good enough to play in the Championship. And you just sit there and you think, like, we're competing with some ridiculous squads. But I think you're right, Max. That Derby game was obviously way below good enough. We've been really below par for a numerous amount of weeks now, but I think I just don't see anybody coming in between now and January being able to do any different. That's my take on it.
I think the individual game against Derby, fair enough, they're a big team, but
yeah.
I think the results afterwards have been not great, and yeah. I genuinely, and I know I'll get absolutely smashed for this, but like the Fleetwood game, I was watching. I knew we'd lose. So I sat there with my cup of tea. I didn't have to go up to Fleetwood. Cheeky VPN again. And I sat there and I was like, I kind of want us to lose. And I know I'm going to get a smash for that. But like, I just want it done.
And yeah, ripping the Band-Aid off sort of thing.
Oh yeah, the thing is, so obviously, John, you've grown up with a certain set of teams. I started watching in the 90s. I started watching when Exeter were really, really bad. Bad financially, just bad on the pitch. Like, it was shit. Like, to support Exeter City, to see a win was something completely different. It was a novelty to win games. So I kind of grew up with Exeter being really poor. And I think we've been so good under the Trust ownership that this is probably the first big challenge, I think, where a manager, like I look at it and go, I don't think he'll be able to turn it around because the momentum's so big in football. And I just think it's like he's rolling down the hill. Even this 2-week break, he's now got to go and play Bolton, and I think we'll get beaten in Bolton as well. But yeah, it makes me sound really negative. But also, actually, I wanted to just bring up the X-Web thing because I know. Would you say you're anti X-Web?
Come on, John.
I'm not anti the platform. As in, I think it's a really good idea for fans to have a place to voice their opinions like that. I'm anti 90% of the people on X-Web.
You said 99 before, John.
Okay. Well, John's brought that percent down 9%. So.
Okay. Okay.
Well, we're struggling to keep up.
Okay.
Yeah, just inform.
Sorry for not informing you on where my dickhead percentages were on X-Web.
Did you already speak to an X-Web? Am I the second X-Web?
We spoke to this, you were third. So we had the guy who grilled me for 45 minutes, and we had John, who was lovely, and then now we've got yourself.
Interesting. Three X-Webs in a row. What were their usernames?
John. Well, the one who grilled me had, his name was Red Square Crier. So he didn't use his real name, which is, you know.
He was genuinely upset, wasn't he?
Yeah, it sort of felt like it was directed at me a little bit, like as if I have to say. And because of the attachment or the involvement or the people that I know, they think that I can all of a sudden just turn around and go, oh, actually, why haven't I? You know, like people are saying, like, as if I could message Gary Caldwell and tell him to, you know, like, sort things out, mate. Like, as if he needs me to, like,
text him, couldn't he? Got
yeah, but that's besides the point. What my point is that people think that I can have. I feel like at times people think that I have a humongous say when I really don't, and I'm just equally as much a fan as everybody else is that happens to know a couple of people at the club. So please don't take it out on me, guys. It's not my fault.
Oh. I think just on X-Web, I really like the platform. I mean, obviously, I've posted too much on there, far too much, but I really like it because it allows long-form discussion. I think that's probably why David has mentioned reading it before, because it is a bit more interesting than just reading tweets. There's a bit more depth to... And that's not to say that all of those points are of interest, and there's a lot... I disagree a lot with what goes on there. I guess that's part of the fun, isn't it? The disagreement. And I think actually I came on to say that generally away from Coldwell, I think give Exwib a chance, you know? I think actually it's worth saying that they have contributed decent things to the club. And
yeah,
we might not be in just ownership if it wasn't for the help of Exwib. So
yeah, I think a lot of my comments about Exwib are in jest, and it's sort of like a little bit of a like, oh, you know, you play up to it. But like, I my opinion on Exwib is not
peddling.
No.
Yeah.
My opinion on Exwib is still strong. I wouldn't personally ever go on there, and I wouldn't take, if I was an Exeter City fan.
Get on there.
Starting to be an Exeter City fan, I wouldn't take Exwib's opinion as your only one and only source of information. I think try and maybe broaden your horizons. But I think Max is right. There's a lot of things Exwib can and has been good for. I think now that we're past those times, however, it's viewed as more of a platform to spout your opinion on. And I just don't, you know, likewise, people might not want to listen to my opinion, but I'm not in the industry of taking on everybody else's opinions, because I can't just, you know, I can't deal with certain types of football fans.
What ones that create those little logos on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The ones, especially the ones who want Gary Caldwell out, those in particular.
Thank you, Max. Thanks for coming on.
Right. No problem.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Max.
Love brilliant.
Thank you very much.
I think we're just going to suddenly start winning, and we're going to go, oh, right, we are good.
I'll do a new picture if we do. Get Gary in.
Gary in.
Max, if Gary turns it around, will you wear a T-shirt which says, sorry, Gary, on it?
Yes. If we're top half of the table come March, I'll wear whatever T-shirt you want me to wear, John.
Excellent, okay. Max. No T-shirt, thank you. Cheers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Max. Thanks very much.
Right. Cheers, Max.
Thank Cheers, you, mate.
See you later, buddy. Bye.
See ya.
Oh, well.
Just the four of us.
Well, we didn't get we've done 2 hours.
Yeah, that's flying by.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's...
Is it flown by? Is it really flown by?
That's for me.
We've got to find some dirty pages to put the link in, as well as...
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got to go hunting around the net.
Yeah.
So you get like two extra fans on the trot, and then suddenly you get some woman called Maggie who's just all over us.
Come on.
What a podcast.
We have
some football chat and then fucking hell, Maggie.
Maggie will love you, John.
She will. Yeah. I love you. Well, at least she won't be grilling me on why we sold Sam Nombe, so that'll be all right. Anything's got to be better than that.
God, that was a 45-minute Sam Nombe chat.
Yeah. No, why did you sell Sam Nombe? I don't know. Leave me alone.
Who the fuck is Sam Nombe?
He pays for Rotherham.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I felt like
of the population won't know.
At one point, Red
so niche.
Red Square Cryer nearly convinced me that I sold him. I thought I'd sold him at one point. I thought I'd given him away.
Fucking hell. Guys, if we want to spread our wings, we need to leave the Sam Nombe chat to one side.
Yeah, maybe just half an hour.
Fucking hell. Oh, well. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed doing this. Yeah.